Hello?
Hello, I'm Chris from Minnesota Opinion Surveys, and we're conducting an opinion survey about the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. To begin, what state do you reside in?
Minnesota.
Thank you very much. And what is your zip code?
55407.
55407?
Yes.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1940.
Thank you very much. Now, for statistical purposes, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, or mixed black, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, or Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
White.
Thank you very much. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
BS.
Thank you. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
At the moment, neither.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction of your community, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which your community is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Thank you. Thinking about the state of things in your community, do you expect things to get worse or better over the years?
At the moment, worse.
Okay, and is that somewhat worse or much worse?
Much worse.
Thank you. Now, what do you think are the most important issues facing your community today? Please select the top three issues most important to you. A rising cost of living, access to quality education, climate change and the environment, criminal justice and police reform, protecting and expanding voting rights, affordable quality housing, public safety including gun violence, reproductive or maternal health, reducing racism and discrimination, access to good jobs, or affordable quality healthcare?
Oh, cripes, I can't even remember the first. Okay, education is one that I'm concerned with. Another one is the disbandment, which seems to be the direction of the police, and the increased crime.
Crime, okay, let me... So you said access to quality education, criminal justice and police reform, and increased crime.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, what initiatives would make you feel safe in your community? Please select up to three initiatives that would make you feel safest. More employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals, increased police presence, alternative first responders to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents, community-led violence prevention initiatives, increased drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide, decreased police presence, increased gun control statewide, or something not listed in here?
Well, let's see. The, can you read those again and I'll tell you which one
Of course, more employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals, increased police presence, alternative first responders to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents.
This one.
community-led violence prevention initiatives, increased drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide, decreased police presence, increased gun control statewide, or something not listed in here?
Okay. It's just simply the attitude that seems to have taken over.
Attitude in what
over,
way?
The attitude that I can't think of the right words.
Just as a reminder, these are what initiatives would make you feel safe in your community. Do you need them once more?
Yes, please.
Okay, that's fine. More employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals. Increased police presence. Community-led violence prevention initiatives. Increased gun control and rehabilitation efforts statewide. Decreased police presence. Or increased gun control statewide.
Okay, the first one. More jobs available for the more attention paid to mental health.
Yes, we already have that. The alternative first responders to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents. We're missing one, though.
Missing one. One more. I don't think it's gun control, gun education. We need education on guns.
All right, so gun education. I added it as something else not listed there. Thank you very much. Now, what aspects of public safety do you believe are working well in your community? Once again, please select up to 3 aspects of public safety that you believe are working well in your community.
Okay.
If you want to, we can go one by one and you tell me yes or no, but remember, we can only select up to 3.
Okay.
Now, gun control measures?
No.
Emergency response services?
No.
Neighborhood Watch initiatives?
Neighborhood Watch initiatives, yes.
Support for victims of crime?
Yes.
Juvenile justice programs?
Okay, can I hear the rest of them?
Okay, that's fine. Juvenile justice programs?
Yeah.
Law enforcement programs? Mental health support services, rehabilitation and reintegration efforts, community engagement and cooperation, and drugs and substance abuse prevention. Or, once again, something not listed in here.
Okay. The mental health.
All right. So you mentioned neighborhood. Yes?
Yeah, please go ahead.
You mentioned Neighborhood Watch initiatives, support for victims of crime, and mental health support services. Would you like to change any of them?
Yeah, the second one.
The second one for which one? Juvenile justice programs, law enforcement programs, rehabilitation and reintegration efforts.
The law enforcement programs, and then towards the end of the list, there was something about
rehabilitation and reintegration efforts, community.
Right there, that one. That one.
We do have four, though. It won't let me through if we keep it.
Oh,
this
okay.
Way.
Okay, could you read the four? Could you read the four?
Yes. Neighborhood Watch Initiative, law enforcement programs, mental health support services, and rehabilitation and reintegration efforts.
Drop the first one.
The first one. Thank you very much. Now, here are some public safety solutions that some communities have used. Which of the following do you believe would work in your community? Once again, please select up to three initiatives that you believe would work best in your community. Using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases. Increase civilians' oversight of police and other public safety programs. Reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations, diversifying police ranks, funding to support families of victims of community and police violence, culturally specific community healing practices, or something not listed in here.
Okay. Could you go through them again? I'm sorry.
Don't worry. I'm here to help. So. Now, using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases.
No.
Increasing civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs.
Yes, that one.
Reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations.
No.
Diversifying police ranks.
Yes.
Funding to support families of victims of community and police violence. Or culturally
no.
specific community healing practices. Or something not listed in here.
No, that was a lot. The culturally.
The only those two. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
You're breaking up, but I can't understand what
yeah.
you're saying.
Yeah, you do. You need to talk to him. Would it be
sorry,
okay?
I don't know.
Can you call you back?
Sorry. I don't know. Breaking up in the phone.
I will call you back.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much. Just give me a few minutes. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.